teaching around Jim Crow on this moment of Indiana history. In 1922, the Indianapolis Public School Board voted to establish an exclusively black high school. The African-American community protested, as the city's high schools were integrated at the time. Nonetheless, in the fall of 1927, the city unveiled Crispus Attucks High School. It became a center of academic excellence and community pride, attracting eminently qualified teachers. Making history as the first African-American to graduate from Western Michigan Teachers College was apparently not enough to land Merz Tate a teaching job in her home state, but she found a position at the newly opened Crispus Attucks. During her 5 years in Indianapolis, Tate participated in the city's Fortnight Literary Club. In the summers, she pursued her master's at Columbia University's Teachers College. The first black woman to attend Oxford and to earn a Ph.D. in government and international relations from Harvard, Tate became one of the first two women in Howard University's history department, where she taught for 35 years, and her foreign policy advice was sought by the United Nations. She returned to Indianapolis March 28, 1936, as part of the Senate Street YMCA's prestigious speaker series. Crispus Attucks operated until 1986. Merz Tate passed away in 1996 at the age of 91. This program is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the Indiana Experience, Indiana's Past, Brand New. Located at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center on the canal, downtown Indianapolis. Information at indianahistory.org.